On the line with me now, Sergeant Betsy Branter Smith. She fought crime her entire career. Started out at age 17 as a dispatcher. Sell positions in patrol, investigations, narcotics, juvenile, hostage negotiation, crime prevention. She's done the gamut. She's on the line with us now as a spokesperson for the National Police Association. Betsy, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Leland, thanks for having me back. And my tree is going to stay up until January 2nd, just
okay,
FYI.
So I was wondering if you're one of those people. Like, you got to wait through. I'm with you, okay? For me, until New Year's, Christmas ain't over. Plus, I mean, there's the whole Advent thing. It goes on. Then there's other people that might celebrate other holidays. It is what it is. So, yeah, leave it up. Just don't turn the Christmas lights on, whatever. Betsy, am I wrong here that what we're seeing could potentially be a very bad trend? It's downstream of horrible policies that have demoralized our police, that have defunded our police, have left us without policing in some cases, and have made it so that police are sometimes even afraid to proactively police.
Well, yeah, the National Police Association called it depolicing, and that is what they want. Who is they? That is the activists, the political left, and even, you know, some on the right aren't real pro-police these days. We've seen a walking back of the defund the police movement, but that is not enough. We need to look at these George Soros-installed prosecutors and those who support them, who say things like, you know, oh, yeah, well, you know, get two or three car thefts under his belt, then we'll start looking at felony charges. Then we'll start looking at incarceration. Here's the thing. The law enforcement community, police officers, have been vilified for the last 2.5 years. People are leaving the profession. They're retiring. We can't get new people to come. We have a crisis when it comes to a shortage of police officers around this nation. So now you have frustrated citizens yeah. who, like that woman, not the right thing to do, but who finally said, you know what? I don't know what else I'm going to do. I can do. I'm going to take it up myself. Vigilante justice. Yeah. I think that's where we're headed if we don't get a handle on this.
You know, and here's the thing. You talked about, I've always been supportive of the people who keep my neighborhood safe because that's what they do. I have a lot of friends in law enforcement, but I'm a libertarian. And I'll be the first to call out a police officer who abuses somebody or a police department that abuses people's civil rights. I will be the first to call them out. But I'm also very aware that 99.9% of police don't get up in the morning and say, who can I go hurt today? Or who can I go oppress today? Or who can I go get in their way today? Most of them just want to come home safe to their families at night, and they want to keep their communities safe and help build up their communities. And a lot of those guys are the ones that are leaving. That's what scares me the most, Betsy, is it's the really good ones that are bailing out because they don't feel like anybody has their back. And then what do? Then you have a self-fulfilling philosophy because then you're left with people who only do it for the money, and they do end up abusing their power. That's a terrifying prospect.
Well, yeah, you're seeing police departments are having to lower their standards. You know, ideally, every police officer in this country would either have military service or a college education, at least 2 years. Yeah. You know, they would have, you know, some sort of degree, some experience, this and that. What we're going to get is the bottom of the barrel. Here where I live in Arizona, Phoenix Police Department had a preliminary application process meeting, a pre-test, if you will, for people to get their applications. They usually get about 1,000 people. Phoenix Police Department, largest agency in the state, about 35 people showed up. Wow. No one showed up earlier this year when St. Louis PD tried to give a test. So right. when we should have recruit classes of 100, 150 cops, we're yeah. seeing 20, 25, maybe 30 police officers. And again, not the best of the best candidates.
Right.
So you're absolutely right. And what we're going to have to see, and this is why the National Police Association supports the Second Amendment. We support a citizen's legal right to protect themselves in a situation where their actions are legal, because we know the police can't always be there to help them. And, you know, when you're talking about the Colorado situation, you do have an insane amount of car thefts and carjackings.
Yes.
And if you don't have insurance, you have a, you know, a $2,000 car that gets your kids to school and maybe you to work or whatever. What are you going to do when that car is stolen and you have absolutely no recourse? It's just incredible.
It blows my mind that it's not treated as a serious crime. It is someone's ability to drive to and from work, especially if you're someone who is not of a lot of means, right? You're starting out like I was when I was in college. I mean, my little tow-in wrecked Jimmy Carter Dodge Charger, 1983 Jimmy Carter Dodge Charger that had a little 2.2 engine in it. It cost me $300, $450 to get on the road. And if somebody had stolen that from me, I would have been sunk because it was the only thing that connected the dots for me to get an education at a school that was renowned for broadcast. I wanted to be there. It was my only shot because my parents weren't going to help me out. And I was more blessed than some people. Some people are just trying to get to, how do I pay the rent, right? And we treat it like it's not a serious crime when somebody comes and jacks somebody out of their car and takes away their ability to have that mobility. We treat it as though you can just go down the street and get a new one tomorrow if you're somebody that's in that type of situation. There's literally no concern for the victim.
Well, because we now have a pro-criminal justice system in most parts of this country. And you know, that's what you're seeing. You hear the left talk a lot about poor people and we've got to help poor people and this and that. But they keep talking about, oh, it's people are committing crimes because they're poor and this and that. Listen, just because you're poor doesn't mean you're a criminal. And I find that so insulting as someone who didn't grow up wealthy or even middle class. You know, poor people are bearing the brunt of this far left idea of criminal justice reform. They're the people that are suffering. They don't have enough police in their neighborhoods. They are unable to, you know, get the highest paying job that they can possibly get. And when their vehicle is stolen and they don't have insurance, there's not a darn thing that they can do. The people enacting these laws and taking care of the prosecutions are not, they don't have that kind of life. They're not thinking of those kind of people. Cops think about those kinds of people. And that's why we do what we do.
So how do we fix this, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith? How do we fix this?
Well, what we're going to have to do, it's not enough just to refund police, you know, or walk back to defund the police. We're going to have to truly lift up law enforcement. We are going to have to, you know, and it's going to take efforts from the education system, the media, politicians on both sides, the public, police leaders, you name it. We've got to stop politicizing crime and safety. Mm-hmm. Lift up law enforcement, make it that profession that people want to do again, and then let cops do their jobs. You cannot have American policing without law enforcement. We've got to go back to not just arresting people, but prosecuting them.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, spokesperson of National Police Association, thanks for what you did in your career. Thanks for what you're doing now for speaking out on behalf of the millions of folks nationwide who not only are in law enforcement, but also support law enforcement in various different ways, from the 911 dispatcher to the ambulance driver, the firefighters, those that come when we make that call because the worst day of our lives is happening. Thank you guys for all you do. Thanks for your time.
Sure, appreciate it. Take care.
Right. Yeah, and Betsy Brantner-Smith, again, she's spokesperson for the National Police Association.